Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. What up, Don? Black Poet on a check in Screwball Radio. We live from the Matrix. Got my nigga Bombit on deck with the
yeah,
sports.
Yeah, yeah.
My nigga motherfucking E-Masbert on deck with the current events. What up, y'all? We gonna hit y'all with this hip-hop. New show, new week. A lot of shit done went down.
Yes, sir.
What's good out there, E?
What's good, man? Chilling, man. Trying to keep warm. This North Carolina cold is killing me right now. But we in it. We in it.
It's cold, man. It's cold, man. You know, summertime's over. Still could barbecue. Summertime ain't be over. Still do summertime shit. Except you just can't dress summertime, homie.
Yeah.
Other than that, well, I'm good, man. How y'all
window.
Doing, man?
We good, man. I'm good.
Gucci over here, man. You know, we're trying to hit these people with the hip-hop like they want, you know? And
most definitely.
Talk about this shit going on, man. A lot of bullshit going on this week, you know? I don't know, man, if Nick scene was good out there, but I'll just let you take over, E, you know, let the people know what's going on.
Yeah, man. First of all, we want to, you know, send a rest in peace shout out to Young Dolph, who was executed this week, getting crazy out there in Memphis right now. And the they found the car that was allegedly one of the getaway cars that shot Dolph. So we're going to see where this leads up here, but it's chaos out there.
Yeah, shit is tragic, man. Young Dolph, man, he lost another one, man. That shit is crazy. Like, I mean, you know, we from the streets. We all know we'll go down in the streets and shit like that. But, you know, once you reach a certain level, man, you can't really go back and do the things you used to do. And it's sad, but it's true, you know? Oh, yeah, rest in peace to the young God. And we definitely got to keep it popping. And his family going to be missing him, and his people going to be missing him. And there might be a whole lot of other bullshit behind that. It's fucked up. But we got to keep this shit going for him, you know?
Most definitely.
And then you got some other shit going on in the news, like this little dude, Kyle was in Rittenhouse. You know, he got found not guilty for killing two people and wounded one. You know, that's some other shit going down right now in the news. It's crazy. It's like we ain't going to never get no real justice, you know. We never going to see no real justice, you know. But that's what's going down right now, man.
Yeah, a whole lot of bullshit, man. Whole lot of it.
What's going on? He, man, tell people what's going on, man. What the? Matter of fact, let's
now,
go for
right
some music, man. You know,
the, now, yeah,
call
yeah,
music,
yeah,
all
make
day,
sure,
Screwball
yeah,
Radio.
Yeah, to make sure the music was good. To make sure the Gucci had, the, had to make sure the music was Gucci first. I had to refresh my computer.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, but going on now with this Kyle Rittenhouse thing, you got protests taking place over there in Wisconsin.
Portland.
And it's...
Portland, they rioted in
yeah,
Portland. Oh, yeah.
Word?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, shit. After I didn't
the,
know that.
After the verdict, Portland started rioting. There's been a lot of going on in the news. You know, you had that, I forget what his name is, but he was about to be executed, but he was pardoned.
Word, they saved the homie, man. That's one good thing that happened,
and,
man.
And I think somewhere else in the left, in the West Coast, there was an officer that killed somebody or shot somebody, and the officer was found guilty for that.
There's been a lot of bullshit going on, man.
What was that?
Yeah, it's slowly but surely, it's like this shit is just unraveling, man. Like, the country on, the world is on fire.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's bound to happen. It's just,
hell yeah, world's on fire, man. So that's why we're here, to hit them with that underground hip-hop and take people's minds off the shit for a little while. We build on it, we talk
yeah, right.
about it, we get right back to it, you know. So let's take their mind off some off the bullshit for a little while, hit them with some music, you
oh,
heard?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. You know we're going to come through. Got a joint from Astro Vandalist featuring Ill Bill and DV Analyst Cry. The joint is called Violence and Lyricism, straight hardcore
yeah,
joint.
DV. Yeah, DV Alias Christ, that's produced by Astro Vandalist, who's a man entertainment artist. Shout out Astro. Shout out Ill Bill. They knew his video.
Let's hit him with it.
You want to test me? Are you stupid? Gotta be out of your fucking mind.
I can let lyrics blast like a bullet. On my fucking gun. I'm stuck with a bullet.
Check it, they came through with the heavy deal, spaghetti and peel. But the swammy bam under the table, ready to peel. No emotion though, level head, ready to deal. Gun shooting like a young Putin, steady with steel. Stormbringer, four finger handle, unfamiliar camel, clips of ammo, I'm Stallone with the chrome. Cold reverse ramble, wizard chin, blizzard spin, shake tongue, lizard skin, dogs of war, rock wilders, my revolver, pistol spin. Half moon sees a crescent moon, Genghis Khan hits a squad, with hollows that follow when the pistol spark. Fight for your life, a buck 50 twice with a knife. Where I'm from, so trite, they named it twice. Five boroughs, 12 million stories. The greatest warlords and villains meet in New York City. Planning for glory like the Joker verse Ace of Spades. AKs with blades, doctors who made AIDS. And every other man being paid.
I can let
the
lyrics blast like a bullet. On my gun. If you want rain, come on, make it fun.
Yeah.
From the end of it.
Violence and lyricism, Pyrex, stove, guns, symbolism's war with the bar. bars. Terrorism, hypnotism, narcissism, egotism, deadly venom in them. Ain't no winning in them. God sending them to hell for sinning. I'm grinning, I'm pinning my frustration on anyone hating. The pitchfork, introduce you to Satan. The kick for my shoddy, blow your wig off. No hesitation, annihilation. Exactly what you're facing. Fuck the bacon. I'm better off aiming at the target, marksman. You play with arrows, John Barrowman. The ghost writer, I can write songs to help you win. You a hope writer, hoping they ask to let you win. Pause, I'm more than anything that you can pin. Me close to, I'm a folk. I'm gonna
let lyrics blast like a bullet. I'm a gun. I'm a bullet. If you want rage, I'ma make the one page.
Hardcore shit right there. So I'm talking about Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix.
Yeah, that joint's tough.
Damn right, you know we bring it.
That joint's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we bring that hardcore shit, man. But going to some, lighter news, and I found this kind of funny. Y'all see how Bone Thugs and 3-6 are turning up the competition with this Versus?
Oh, and that shit going down.
They got some funny videos out there.
What, they pre-Versus Versus? What the fuck going on? What's the deal?
Nah.
They're doing the pump.
People made these little chop videos of it, like of them like beefing with each other. They took like clips from Baby Boy and put their faces on it.
Yeah, but that's not even like two groups that I would. It's like certain hip hop groups and rappers you don't want to see battle. It's like them niggas ain't no battle niggas. But it's just battle of the records and battle of the band type shit. But when it comes to rap battles, I ain't looking at them niggas to battle them. I don't give a fuck about the niggas on the battle shit. Hold up. I like some of these songs they made. They made hits. When it comes to this battle shit, I ain't checking for them niggas. Who checking for them niggas? Who really watching that shit just for a show to see them niggas perform and, do their thing?
I mean,
they ain't going to do no Jada Kiss type shit. Ain't no motherfucking
KRS-One. Busy Bone said he was going to be on some Jadakiss shit.
Outside of New York, they listening to those guys, I believe.
We listening to them too. I'm listening to them niggas. We all listening to them, but I'm saying this far on some battle type. We're trying to check for them niggas to battle each other, That's not no...
Yeah, nah, they I don't see no battles.
Yeah, but it's a good show. I love their music, but it's not no battle shit. That's all I'm saying. Well, I don't see no Jada Kiss shit happening with that. I don't see nobody doing no raw shit. Yo, check this shit out. Out of the doubt. It's been raw shit. Nah. They just going to do their songs, and they going to do their songs. And that's it.
That's pretty much what Versus is, though. You got your best 20 songs against my best 20 songs.
That's how Versus started, but Jada changed the game. They're going back to the regular program because they can't top that shit. They're going back to the regular program until they get back until niggas be like, what about this guy and this guy? And they should start again. But J-Dub changed the game. They don't date Kane and this nigga KRS. So what's next? Nori and Beanie missed the boat. Nori and Beanie missed the boat, right?
I heard that Will Smith was... I heard Will Smith trying to call out LL Cool J for a Versus.
Oh, man. That'll be just like this shit going on right now. Nah, LL's a battle type nigga. LL can do some hardcore type battle songs and battle a nigga. LL's a battle.
Yeah, but I don't see Will Smith doing that.
Nah, Will Smith, what he gonna get up there? He gonna get up there and clown. Oh, see, he might pull a Jada. Will Smith could pull a Jada on LL. That's the funny shit. Because niggas ain't going to expect him to be like, yo, all right, check this out. TJ and Jazzy Jeff. You know Jazzy Jeff going to be up there. Chicky, 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 dike, throw some old ill break on. And he just kill that shit. Because you know he got bars. You know he got
bars. You know what would be dope?
Jay throw an ill dope beat, underground beat, and Will Smith just tear his ass up real quick. He could pull a Jada on LL. Word up. But what you were saying?
Imagine
he,
Will rapping over Summertime beat, using the Summertime and Jazz just mixing it up with different instrumentals.
Yeah,
might got something there.
Yeah, because we all know LL's hardcore. Boom, boom. Will Smith got hit. And he'll flip the table on L. If he throw on an ill beat and he just be like, okay. And spit some shit. He'll pull a fucking Jada Kiss on LL.
A fresh word Prince. Up. Cause you know he got something to prove.
Hell yeah, you think he going up there on some fucking Summertime of Time shit? He coming up
jiggy
there
on some jiggy shit? Nah. He might come out with that.
He got the beats, Jazzy Jeff know what beats to give him and some battle shit. Premier be getting Jazzy Jeff fucking playlist from him sometime. Was to tell me, yo, Jazzy J just gave me this or that. I'm like, oh, what? Hell yeah. So he knew what to give Will Smith on some fucking battle type shit. Yo, rhyme on this.
So, Will Smith mark the only out just for him using the Fresh Prince theme alone.
Is Will Smith the only rap nigga using his real name? As his artist name?
Pretty much.
I just thought about that.
I think so.
Will Smith is real name, Rick. Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah, other than Jay Hood, you know, Jay Hood is, that's his real name. Hood is his real last name, you know?
Oh, that's dope.
I think Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
All right. Wow, that's fucking really unthought about.
But I'm thinking the verses is going to be good, though, just off how they hype it up and everything. And they already had prior history, so they could build off that. But I definitely want to see LL in one, though, LL and Busta.
I definitely don't want to see no more of my queens, OG queens out there, making a goddamn fool out there, so Shaka Khan was wilding. I couldn't watch this shit. I fell for her, yo. I was like, oh, man, no. My eyes couldn't see it. My eyes was like, nah. No.
She was bent.
I was like, she must have drunk some of that Ciroc, man. I was like, don't tell me she coming out there drunk.
She saw somebody fucking drunk at the barbecue. She was somebody drunk ass aunt at the barbecue singing Chaka Khan songs. But it's really her on stage. I'm like, oh, shit. Got to turn this. I can't ruin my image of Chaka Khan. Gotta go back and watch her old videos to get it back, right? Yeah. This is Chaka Khan.
Nah, I couldn't watch it, bro. I turned it up to 20.
It's boring right now. I can't do it to myself, man. I can't do it to my memory of Chaka Khan.
Bro, they was already late coming in. They were like an hour late almost. So I was like, oh, man, the least they could do is give us a show.
That was fucking
Poet told me about it. Yeah, Poet was telling me about it. I looked in on it. I seen her bent as she was bent walking back to the chair. I was like, oh, man, it's over. It's over, Chaka Khan.
You take your drunk ass. She had a little too much. She's bent.
Yeah,
man.
You know, you get older, you know, that shit smack you a little different, you know?
Nah, but I'm quite sure she'd be touring and doing shows. Chaka Khan. So it's not like she's sitting around doing nothing.
But she probably not getting bent off the Ciroc.
Man.
Because Stephanie Mills, Stephanie Mills looked like she, you know, no, who was it? Anita Baker, who the fuck was it?
Stephanie Mills, man. Yeah.
She looked like she was, you know, in tall, you know, shape, like she does this, you know. Chaka Khan looking straight amateurish.
Yeah, she was helping her too. She was helping her with her songs.
That's why I was like, damn, it's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a long fucking night. I don't know if I can watch that dumpster fire go down like that. I can't watch that shit.
Yeah, no, I was out of there. As soon as I seen her band walking
like
back,
the,
I'm like...
I got to see if Fat Joe did a... do a recap of that. I'll watch that. Joey Crack, do a recap. You always doing recaps. Do a recap of that one. Fuck, watch that shit and laugh my ass off. Who we got for the people, man? School Radio, man. Radio means music, nigga.
Man, we gonna go to the classics right here while we talking about the legends, man. Cause we gonna play classic joint from Method Man to Cal album. That was an anniversary of that album that dropped this week. His debut to Cal, the album that made that nigga a star. So you know we gotta hit him with Bring the Pain, cause that's what Schoolboy Radio does. We bring the pain to the airwaves.
Yeah, yeah.
You already know.
Let's go, M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Shaolin, stand up.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral brain. Find out my mental, based on instrumental. Record, hey, so I can write monumental. Methods, I'm not the king, but this is a decaf. I'm sticking for the cream. Check it, just how deep can you get? Deep into your fists and rubber smack fish. Accept it. In your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss? Get tossed to the side. And on the dark side of the force. Of course it's the method. Man from the Wu-Tang Clan. I be hectic and coming for the headpiece. Protect it. Two tears in a bucket. Want the rushing. Bussing at me, bro. Now bussing. Styles like it's buck wow. Method Man on. Pulling 1006. Insane, crazy. Driving Miss Daisy. Out of fucking mind, now I got mine persuaded.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son. If it's really real. Something I can feel, son. Load it up and kill. One, two, and four, feel, son. If it's really real. When I was a little stereo, stereo. I listened to some champion, champion. I always wonder, wonder. When I would be the number one. Yeah. Now you listen to the dog on, dog on. When the dog on, son.
Brothers wanna hang with the meth, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck. Rope off the set, come into your project. Take it as a threat, better yet, it's a promise. Coming from a vet, want some movie, you know. You can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I want. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the woo coming through, they get for they garment. Moving on your last outform, it's the meth. In the representing, call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that won that old Wild West.
quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9 to 11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when this hip hop's like proper. Rhymes be the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof, huh? Vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me raw. I burn, and when you drink, have to lose straight, it's earned. Enough to get my chest hair to burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull up. All I need is chemical bank to pay them up. Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son. Load it up and kill one. Want it raw deal, son, if it's really real.
Talking about Bring the Pain, Method Man, Wu-Tang, shout out Shaolin, you know, that's Queensbridge Cousins, right there.
Yes,
yeah, man.
And if anybody haven't already, yo, check out that TV show that they got on Hulu on the Wu-Tang Clan. And if they ain't checked that out, y'all missing out. That shit is fire.
Oh, I can't find. I ain't watched one episode of that shit. I don't know, because I guess I lived it, I seen it, I watched the niggas for real. You know, I guess that's good for the kids. But, I don't know, like the Roxanne movie. I ain't watched that shit. I ain't seen that shit. I go to Twitch. That's my people, but... It's like, yo, I know the story. She sat in front of me in fucking junior high school. I can't watch a movie, y'all. I know what the fuck they do. I'm gonna be like, oh, this ain't real. But I know the story.
Yeah, y'all watch any basketball lately?
Of course.
I don't even want to see the Lakers, man. I don't even want to see them.
Sorry, we'll be back. You know what I'm saying? We good. We good money. LeBron, them niggas, you know.
Lakers. Yeah, you know, the Warriors and the Suns, they the top two teams. They the top two teams in the whole league. The Warriors and the Suns.
Steph is back with a vengeance, kid.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Niggas thought that Steph wasn't going to be back. I don't know. You crazy?
I don't know. Steph and Iguodala combo.
Money, yeah, right, man. There. They should have never broke up Iguodala and them niggas. But they had to for this, you know, KD shit. KD came, threw them all out of whack. Now they back. They back.
Yeah, but you know, the Brooklyn over there, Brooklyn over, you know, on the Eastern Conference, they in first place. Followed by the Heat and the Bulls, you know?
I don't know. What finals you guys want to see? What would be a dope finals right now based on the teams right now? That's popping. I think
the Suns would definitely put up. Yeah, I definitely would like to see the Suns up there in the West.
Oh, who coming from the East, man? We got to see, man. The East is... Dude, was like, nobody could really be like, y'all. Like, in the West, you got LeBron. You got a lot of other names. Who's in the fucking EI? KD.
KD, James Harden. That's
all on one team, though. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
The
spread
out. The Bulls been putting in work.
You got the Heat. They in second place. The Heat in second place.
Okay, I gotta check them, but as far as like what do fans know and what would be a dope.
And the Bulls,
where everyone would be
Bulls
watching.
The Bulls is doing things too. The Bulls is doing things. I thought Philadelphia would be doing
better. It's gotta be the Nets. It's gotta be the Nets. versus somebody. Nets versus somebody. Nets versus who?
People want the Lakers because it's an all-star.
Nets versus L.A. be good. Nets versus Steph would be good.
Phoenix.
Nets versus Phoenix would be good. Either one of them three is going to come down to.
Yeah, I definitely see Miami in the playoffs. I definitely see the Nets in the playoffs. I definitely see Phoenix in the playoffs. I definitely see Golden State in the playoffs. The Lakers going to have to do something. They might be firing their coach and getting a whole new coach too, you know? Because they ain't doing good. They're like just over 500, I think, or under 500.
Say 8-9.
Yeah, you look at their roster and you would think that they got like a USA team. You know what I mean? Like you look at their roster.
They ain't got no chemistry. They ain't got chemistry, it's different, kid. They just got blown out by Boston.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right now they just a bunch of guys that came to the ball court on a Saturday afternoon and said, "Yo, let's play ball." That's it.
they ain't got the chemistry, man.
Ain't nobody trying to win no championship. They just out there trying to stay away from their wives and just playing ball.
They got the names, but they ain't got the time in. Now, believe me, let them niggas gel for a minute, but right now niggas ain't got time to be gelling. None of them got time on that team to gel.
You think when LeBron recruited them, LeBron was thinking about gelling? Nah, just come in and do your job, man. Just do what you're supposed to do. Pass the ball, throw the ball, dunk the ball, shoot the ball. Like, just play.
Melo doing his job. Russell is
Melo.
Fucking up the pack.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, Westbrook. Westbrook, yo.
And that's my nigga, man, but he's fucking the pack up.
Yeah, he got to play the bench, man. He got to play the bench. Let somebody else start, man.
Damn, Russ, why Russ can't... Yeah, I don't know, man. Then you got the white.
You know what I mean?
You got two
let
big men.
We're
supposed to be killing shit. You got the big,
the
white.
They're supposed to be undefeated with that roster. They're supposed to be undefeated.
Is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. They should just start Rajon Rondo. Westbrook come in a couple minutes and take him out. And, you know, on to, you know, football news, you know, other than, you know, right now
man,
you got
that kid, man, what about that kid that fucking threw his girl around like a rag doll?
Yeah, yeah, he just got arrested today. He got arrested. They caught traveling from, They got him traveling from Tennessee. He was trying to go to Orlando, and he got arrested arriving on a flight from Nashville in Orlando.
That nigga lost his fucking mind.
Yeah, definitely.
He threw
domestic
her to
violence.
A TV.
I swear, if I ain't see it, and that girl just told me, yo, he did this to me, I'd have been like, man, she exaggerated.
Nah, he Hulk Loki'd her. Like Hulk and Loki, boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Whoa.
Horrible. Horrible.
He puny god in her. Puny god.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad, but what was that?
I was gonna say she must got some strong bones to take that. Good god.
He going down.
Yeah, he's going down.
I think that was his wife, right?
Yeah, it was his
that
girl.
That was his, his girlfriend.
That was the mother of his son.
The mother of his child, yep.
Oh, he cooked.
They gonna bring that shit on.
I think the kid was sitting on the chair, too.
They gonna be like, oh, his head wasn't right. It's the football. They gonna bring that shit on now.
That CTE shit.
Yeah, whatever that shit is.
Yeah, he got hit with He got hit with a 10,000 bond on felony charges of aggravated battery and criminal mischief.
Oh, he right out.
And when you on video,
yeah,
there's
he,
no way out of it.
Oh, he
yeah,
out, but he's done.
He'll bail out, but he's still, you know, he's still going to pay for that.
He's done. He's out, and he better sell his house he's in right now. Sell out, because you don't need that money.
Sell his house, sell his jerseys.
You better sell that shit, because you're going to need that paper. Whatever house you're in right now, sell that shit. You got downsides immediately. You ain't getting no more fucking NFL money. Change everything. Send the Manny back. Everybody, it's over with. Your homies you was blessing, this shit is over. You better stop. It's over, kid.
Hey, Common, you a Jets fan, right?
Man, I'm afraid so.
Reason why I said that is because this dude plays for the Jets, so y'all might want to, you know, disown him altogether.
Oh, man, I mean, he ain't with the Jets. That means they ain't want him either.
I don't even know his name.
His name's Zach something.
Zach Stacy.
Yeah, I ain't never even heard of him. That's not like a jersey you buying.
You can call that nigga Rap Aroni. What's the word of that?
Yeah, the Giants ain't looking too good either, man. Hopefully this week they can get a win. But they still 3-6. The Packers and Cardinals is 8-2. You know, they doing their thing over there.
So what they do with Aaron Rodgers by him lying about this shot? What did they do?
Oh, he played.
Let
he
him
played.
Back in.
He still played. They let him back in. He played. Got his shot. He played.
Oh, now he got a shot.
Yeah, he had to get a shot or do something.
I don't think he really
no punishment.
He got a shot. He didn't get no shot.
Nope. No punishment.
He did something and came back.
He a draw.
Man, the whole thing, the NFL, is not mandatory for you to take a shot. But you got to do something else. Like, you got to have it's some protocol you got to follow for NFL. But he had just lied and said that he was around people in meetings and shit he wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, they ended up beating Seahawks last week. They beat the Seahawks. And Rodgers against
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson was there. That was his first game back.
No work.
Yeah. They lost that. Only teams looking good in the East, man, is the Patriots. You know, Patriots just won the other night. They beat Atlanta. They 7-4. The Bills are 6-3. The Chiefs are 6-4. The Ravens are 6-3.
Yeah, they took a downfall since last year, the Chiefs.
Yeah, definitely don't look nothing like the last 2 years. Nothing like the last 2 years, but they'll get back around to it. But you got Tennessee. Tennessee is 8-2. On the low, they 8-2.
What would the Ravens look like?
The Ravens are 6-3. They just over 500, 600. They like 600.
What about the team that just got Von Miller? Just traded for Von Miller. They're going to be fucking bad. The Bengals? Nah.
Ooh, the Rams?
Von Miller plays for the Rams. Yeah, the Rams.
They just got traded. Somebody just traded them. They got traded to another team that got another ill defensive player.
I know the Jets got Flacco right now, and they put him in at the end of the game last time, and I'm wondering why they ain't start the game with him. Why don't you want to start the game with a vet? How are you going to start the game with these rookies that can't even hit the target?
Because they watch when they're in the... They practice with these guys. They know who's who. They should know who's what's good. And they figure these guys can do it.
Yeah, nah, these guys is doo-doo.
I wouldn't put Flacco in. I know you're a vet, you know? This is a walk in the park, man. Versus a new guy. What the fuck we signed him for?
Don't you want somebody that got a ring? He at least got a ring, so he got some knowledge of winning. Like, he made it to the last game, the 19th game, and won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, these other guys can't even make it to the playoffs.
That's what happened.
I bet you
know,
I can go to the Bronx,
old man,
go to
you know,
Queens.
They got young coaching staff and all that.
No, listen, man. I bet you we could go to the Bronx or we could go to Queens and find some people to play football, and we'll win more games than them, and they getting paid the money for it.
Hell yeah.
How many people on the block want to play football? Like, these guys got all this equipment on but don't want to play. Like, come on, man. The Jets is my team, but damn it, man.
I'll take you right through Rackets Island and get a starting squad.
Hell yeah. I'll be out there like Adam Sandler and his team. You kidding me?
Oh, I got to go up in the mountains and go get the other niggas. I'm going to the mountains. I'm going to get some lifers. You need some lifers.
Yeah, man. You got to get the hunger, man, the hunger. Cam Newton just won for North Carolina, too. You know, he's starting for the Panthers again. Got the W.
Then he got an L after that, right?
That's this week they play. That was last week he won.
Took an L. He took an L after declaring he's back. He got a fucking L. That's what
five and five.
I think I won.
Oh yeah, nah. They just beat last Sunday. They just beat the Cardinals 34-10. That was the first game they was back.
No,
so they playing
watch
tomorrow. They gonna have the Rams. They gonna be playing the Packers tomorrow. It's gonna be some good games tomorrow, actually.
Hell yeah, tomorrow's gonna be some ill games, you know.
But I got
it's
mid-season,
right?
We ain't even looking too hot.
This is half of the season, right? It's game 8, right? Week 8. What week is this?
Nine games,
bro.
This week
11.
Five and four.
Oh shit! This week 11.
Yeah, week 11.
They only got 16, right?
Yeah, 16, and then playoffs, right? I think it's a total of 19 games. Yeah, they play.
Oh man, niggas better make moves in the second half. Niggas better make moves in the second half, man. These next 5-6 games, niggas got to win the next 5 games, man, or the next. Yeah, you got to win, man. Niggas got to win the next.
Yeah, next Thursday for Thanksgiving, there's gonna be 3 games. It's gonna be the Bears and the Lions.
All
those
shit's gonna be
Cowboys.
Meaning something too. They all mean something. Watch.
Yeah,
all
these
those
games
mean something.
Yeah, all these games mean something except for the Jets. The Jets been, yo, listen, man. The Jets been bums, man. And I hope the Giants do something too, man. Some, you know, the Bills is New York, but I want to see from New York City do something. I want to see somebody from New York City do something. You know, like the Jets or the Giants. Come on, man. No hate to the Bills. I rock with the Bills because they New York. But you know, for the somebody got to show some heart.
They ain't the traditional New York squad, but they are New York.
Somebody got to show some
heart. If they in the playoffs, if they in the playoffs and the Jets or Giants ain't in the playoffs, that's who I'm going to root for, the New York team. But, you know, I want to see at least, come on, Jets, man. The Jets ain't won since Broadway Joe. Come on, man.
Terrible.
Broadway
Joe. Getting paid, yo. Niggas getting paid off this fucked up team. Somebody's making money. You're losing.
Don't want to send no bread.
No one sports team that suffers from losing. No sports team. Yo, that's the L game to get in, man. A sports team, my nigga.
Nah,
never
you know
money. Because no matter if your team sucks, niggas still coming.
Yeah, the only people that suffer is the fans, because we spending our money all the time to go see them, and they keep losing.
But they gonna keep coming.
Yo, think about the fireman. The fireman guy that goes to the Jet games all the time.
He says,
think about
fuck
how him. He's dead now. He goes to the games now, but...
But he says, fuck him at one point.
Think about it, man. Like, nobody that's a Jet fan has seen the win. In
the fireman said, fuck them niggas at one point, yo.
I'm tell you, them droughts is. Yeah, it's like, because you know how the Cleveland Browns, they went through the same thing.
Spike Lee stopped going to the Garden. After a while, now he's back.
In the Garden, they started disrespecting Charles Oakley, and Charles Oakley put hands on the owner.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't put hands on the owner. He'd have been in jail if he did that.
Nah, he grabbed like his security or something. He pushed his security
some
or something.
The him and the word, you know, he don't like the owner. Owners found out he was in the building. Sent the goons out to fuck him, get him out of here. Charles Oakley, what the fuck y'all talking about? And you gotta leave. The boss said you got to leave. That was a sucker move, but hey, it's his fucking building. It's his shit. You got to go. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you gotta go.
The jersey's hanging up in the fucking. You got to leave. But he ain't do nothing. You got to leave. The boss don't like you. Yo, that's some bullshit. Yo, that's some bullshit.
Say, your money not good here. You got to go. Your money not good here. Meanwhile, his jersey hanging in the rafters.
I don't know why he did that to Thug. Treat him like a common nigga.
Treat him like he ain't even contribute nothing. Like, you out of here.
When I got kicked out the Garden, I didn't even get kicked out the Garden like that. The niggas was scuffling with that nigga out the Garden. I remember me and my man got kicked out the Garden. The niggas did not put their hands on me at all. These niggas was ushering this nigga like, Oakley trying to fight with the nigga. The nigga just handle that nigga like a regular nigga. You're not Oakley right now. He got on the suit, the hard bottoms, trying to chill. Nigga just rushing him out the Garden, and I was fucked up. Fuck James Dolan.
I mean, you see how they did Spike Lee for using the back entrance.
Yeah. Fuck them niggas. That's what niggas get. They put their money together and buy that shit.
Hey, you ain't mad to come through and get a piece of the team.
Y'all got enough money, billionaire Spike Lee. You know enough black niggas in there. Buy that shit. Fuck it. Y'all niggas just niggas.
Him and Ewing need to collab.
Spike need to keep his ass out the Garden. Fuck it. Make a garden in Brooklyn.
Yeah, man, but
come on, shit.
But we gotta hit them with some music though, man, because I got some heat that I wanna play, man, from Jada Kiss and Freddie Gibbs called The Black Illuminati.
Gotta play that Kiss FU joint, back. Man. Gotta play that FU cool. joint, man. You slacking, man.
Let's go back to back to back to back to back with some joints. Let's go. Non-stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to hit them all
music,
with the three
radio.
Piece.
Schoolboy radio, non-stop
Let's go.
Music.
Let's go.
Slang. Used to sleep on the floor with a kill check. Got a bag I can't bag yet because it's deal wet. Reaper man, I pay him a visit, ain't paid his bills yet. Brain hemorrhage, blunt force trauma, I make him feel that. I rap and feel that. Send out the brick that had the Nike swoop stamps. I'm just doing this for the camp. Nigga sold him to the plug, now he's shopping behind my back. One thing about that bitch karma, she coming back. If you trapping, keep a strap close. Nowadays the shit became a tree and a snake. Your homies out cause everybody back though. But everybody black though. I let the fiends catch a beam, used to vomit off the secondhand crack smoke. Nigga got that PTSD from testing the key. Guns numb, hope I didn't purchase work from the FPD. Cause every time I see the judge, it's like a scary movie. Fuck the court, real nigga, can't do no jury duty. Internet done altered the shit through a different game now. I don't rap about dead ops, I let his name die. Shame how they blackball came, they scratched my name out. I pushed it longer than I expected to get my name hot. They wanna take me out this game like Shikari. Black Illuminati, touch big rabbit, streets need a body. I got all of them leeches away from around me. You ain't rich enough to get me here, pussy, go up the bounty. Spit some cheese, bitch. Capucine, bitch. Brew them up, pet them hugging them EMTs, bitch. Turn the witness to Stevie Wonder, ho, you ain't seen shit. Young is on the Mando slide, this shit routine, bitch. Delta 88 with a cool knot in my tube socks. Now I push the goons through the boondocks and the coon tops. Penthouse in the city, my bops giving me rooftop. Told them free my nigga G, we the ho, let the whoops out. You feel my energy, they gon' remember me. Ain't never had a friend like me, your enemy, my enemy. Lambo crashed the whip and got plates in both shoulders. If he didn't live through that accident, this shit could've been over, yeah. They wanna take me out this game like Shikari. Black Illuminati, Afghan doggy, straight off the poppy. I ain't trust him, had to dust him like Christopher Montesani. And it hurt my heart to hurt you, but niggas streets need a body, yeah. I don't help these hoes, bitch, get a hobby. She ain't working and you ain't got a wife, and you got a Tommy, yeah. I got all of them leeches away from around me. Bulletproof to escalate, I got iron like Robert Downey, nigga. Yeah.
Triple S exercise.
Okay.
Kiss! That's what we do, nigga. I don't do the chrome heart, I just do the home heart. You can catch a headshot or you can catch a dome dart. Go ahead and put the kids to sleep, this the grown part. But we knew what Billboard was, we had our own charge. Strapped and they pull a call over, you take your own charge. I ain't never worked for nobody, I sold my own heart. Smoke a fat one in the back, right in my own yard. Playing dominoes with my man, he in the boneyard. Now I can pay for the jet, right on my own card. Niggas trying to go man on me, men in zone guard. Hand in hand with it, I ain't never played a phone guard. Calisthenics and cardio, just trying to tone guard. Your man got the semi, but he ain't popping. My youngin' got the bricks and the hemi, and he ain't stopping. Little extra in the beginning to get him copping. He ain't worried, cause if they get him, I get him cockering. He know not to fuck with them bitches, they get him hot then. Stay low, finish the work, he get a drop in. They just wanna be around money, but they are not friends. Until you fall back from them, that's where the plot ends. I've been repping the apple since it was rotten. When you are golden, you can never be forgotten. They got a ram. You don't never let the cops in. I can have your funeral when it's top 10. A lot of niggas are nice, but they are not him. There's really nothing that you can do to stop him. Call him the God MC, just like Rakim. And he done took some L's, but yeah, he got wins. Motherfucker.
Half lamb, extra barbecue, no haram.
wrote this whole verse in Worcestershire sauce. Drove a black hearse to Berkshire Farms and to pick the freshest fruit for the homemade hummus. Even with your little buzz, you buzzers couldn't cut the mustard. I'm flustered. Some years ago, we're toe-to-toe with bozos, throwing punches to compose flows and expose foes. When all I wanna do is break bread like some warm dough, crack beans with my mofos, carbo load on my fungo. Dip the nine in the basmati rice, right. Cop the flan dip in the Maserati white. Out the sunny side to see my Korean side piece. Her name Kimmy with the kimchi, since he rolled in the fig leaf. How else you figure that she keep a fine figure? Wine sip a stick of finger down her throat after a nice dinner. Keep it tight for the kid like we on a schedule. Prepare to meet rare and pair it with some fried vegetables.
Half chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue, no haram.
Like,
half chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue, no haram.
Ain't no the fucking deal.
You know my
thing.
Half chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue, no haram.
Don't fuck up in there.
Half chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue,
extra
no haram.
No white sauce, no white sauce. Flow awkward but quite buttery. Ketchup, red legs, and honey, Dijon mustard seed. Call me daddy bitch,
right.
Sit your ass in attention and call me captain bitch. Don't call me late to snap a fist. You never call me lacking,
nah.
Or call me wildin' on the net like I'm some halibut. Jumping off the captain's deck, head first to the Atlantic bitch. Free dive, fix the anchor bitch, and hand catch me some salmon. Shit, I want to feel so young that it's still breastfeed. Fried okra by the handful like I like my bread meat.
Yeah.
A smorgasbord of pores feeding me hors d'oeuvres. More than I can ever order, always taking home the leftovers.
Half chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue. No haram.
The more the better, little hot sauce.
Half chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue. No haram.
Yo, no haram,
no
my
shit. Half
break.
Chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue. No haram.
Hey, yo.
Half
hot
chicken,
sauce,
half
don't
lamb,
die.
Extra barbecue. No haram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back to it, Schoolboy Radio.
Had to hit you with the back-to-back.
That shit got me hungry.
No haram.
Niggas talking about chicken and barbecue.
Yeah, oh chicken, God. Half chicken, half lamb, no barbecue. No, what did you say? Half chicken, half lamb, extra barbecue, no haram.
Niggas got me hungry.
That's
right
that
now.
Falafel talk, you know, that falafel talk.
Yeah, man. Niggas got me wanting to falafel like a motherfucker. They got mad falafel shots out in Europe at nighttime after the hip-hop events. That's all that's open, little falafel shop. Word up. The Aki's popping in the UK, in Europe, all around Europe. Little falafel shops going there. What up, looking at you like, oh, shit. Yeah, New York, America. What you want? What you got? They got the ill fucking falafel meat right there.
Hell yeah. You know how I feel about them street vendors, though, but, you know, if
nah,
it's a nice...
street vendors, these are the shops. They open. It's like restaurants, falafel spots.
Oh, okay, okay.
All over.
You know how I fit. You know how I be seeing how I be.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna get into it. I ain't gonna get into that.
Nah, get into that, kid, because niggas is foul.
Yeah, they super foul. They super foul, but I ain't gonna mess nobody if they eating right now and that's not enough for them.
No.
No haram.
Don't do it to them.
No haram, kid. No haram. Word. Shout out FU with that new joint.
Yes, sir,
no,
guys.
I got something in the air. I got something in the air over here. You know that. There was something in the air. What you doing over there, E? Got your cookies and milk?
I ain't
you
got shit.
Me, motherfucker. You heard me, motherfucker.
I ain't got shit.
Exactly.
I ain't got shit. Play with me, I'm gonna play that drag on shit, nigga. I'm gonna play that twice.
That's all your rap. Play that shit. I'm telling everybody. You think that's dope.
I thought it was dope. I thought it was alright.
Play that shit that he...
But yeah, guys, but, you know, before we wrap this up, though, I'm going to let everybody know that a fight is going down tonight. Big fight going down between Sean Porter and Jamal Crawford. So if anybody has a link, hit the DM. Yeah.
My nigga's Tank Davis, man. Baby Tyson. That nigga's the next nigga. Well, he under Floyd. You know, the light-skinned nigga knocking niggas the fuck out. That nigga's crazy. He's going to kill the fuck out of somebody. But Canelo just put hands on nigga, too. Got to give it up to Canelo, yo. Alvarez just defended his shit. He's doing phenomenal things. I hate when niggas try to...
He busting ass out there.
I hate when niggas try to bring Floyd up with the everything. We already know Floyd is great, man. We already know Floyd beat everybody. But everybody always try to be like, yo, Floyd can't beat Canelo now, and he can't beat these guys now. He's an old man. Now. Why y'all want to... He beat these niggas already, man. You know what I'm saying? Can't try to bring Floyd back out.
Yeah,
see what he can do right now against Alvarez. What you talk about what he can do right now against Alvarez? He trying to get this nigga hurt.
He done did it.
He'll fuck around and do it again. But right now, it's a way dangerous more Alvarez, and Floyd been out the game. Alvarez been fighting, man. He's a fighting machine. Floyd getting there with that boy right now. That boy might beat the shit out of him, but Floyd going to give him a fight at all times. Let Floyd train. Floyd train for a month, he beating anybody. All Floyd needs is a month. And he's beating anybody in his division still. He's beating everybody until he's, I give him to you about, when was George Foreman? And he was heavyweight, and he was champion. And now they banging heavyweight. He was, what, 60?
Yeah, Foreman came back like 20-some years later.
Yeah, that's Floyd.
That's Floyd right made there. So much money out of the game, he ain't got to do it. If he going to take a fight, it's going to be one of them Jake Paul fights.
Well, he's going to take it just because he just want to take it. Like, fuck it, I need another $100 million. It ain't going to be nothing less than $100
million. They're going to give it. They're going to do it. They're going to give it to him.
And he's going to get in there. I'm going to get in there, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Come on, man. He done built his name up to the point where he could always get $100 million anytime. Anytime he's going to talk.
Something else.
Word.
Yeah, that supply and demand is something else because people hate him to where they pay to see him lose. Once you master that, you ain't going to never stop making money.
And they talking about he handpicked his niggas and all that. He still fought everybody. And beat him.
And beat him.
There's not one controversial fight. I say, oh, nah, Floyd lost that. There's not one fight I could see, Floyd. The hardest fight I did see him have was against Maidana. And you know what he did? Gave that nigga a rematch. I was like, oh, shit, he giving this nigga a rematch? That nigga gave him a fight, and he gave him a rematch. So you can't call Floyd pussy, man.
And Sugar Shane Mosley, because Sugar Shane rocked him.
But he ain't get no rematch. They only fought once.
Yeah.
But Maidana deserved one. That's why Floyd... Maidana, that's why I say, you know, that's the closest fight I've ever seen him lose, because Maidana deserved a rematch. Sugar only got him that once.
Boys.
Yeah, come on, man. E-man, you the time manager, man, you know. Manage this shit.
You put this shit together.
It's 10 o'clock already. Damn. Damn,
you put this shit together, right? You, right?
Me, Josh
Hull. Manage that time. Manage that time.
Me, Josh Hull.
So, yeah, we about to be up out of here. We'll catch y'all next Saturday.
You Cuban or Dominican? You Cuban or Dominican?
Right now, man, I'm Cuban, man. I'll shut this shit down, man.
You know what? On that note, we're going to stop this shit. Now he's sounding like Tony Montana, Scarface, and that nigga ain't even Cuban. Yo. Play some music. Let's go.
Yeah, we out of here till next
Yeah,
Saturday.
On that note, we out, y'all. I'm gonna end the night with Wavy the God at Rome Streets. This joint is called 100 Volts. And we're gonna catch y'all next Saturday. Hit us if you got any links to the fight.
Look, hey y'all, who's gonna survive? The wise man, the fool, or the warrior? Ooh. The one who realize you gotta take it, cause they don't offer you nothing. Fuck a discussion, that ain't level up or paper touching. Creative hustling, I had to make a way, was copping and flipping on Alpha Bay, selling Ravers onions. Residue all over the scale that I use to weigh the substance. My favorite cousin spray percussion at your waves for fronting. It sound like Questlove drumming. I've been running this rap shit. They fraudulent, most of these niggas catfish. They crew just characters in the cast that they act with. Spend stacks and sacks, fit bitch, my drip on force it, but I never force it. I've been royal, your lordship. Fuck the world till I'm soft dick. I saw wins and losses, lawless. To learn more, listen and talk less. New York best, never put in my fork and pork flesh. Plenty lips I caught and never saw court. The Lord blessed me on several dark side conquests. The compound, plenty paper from whole bombs. The work he gon' stretch. Push the mold now, I'm ripping stages. My shit contagious, like the plague in the dark ages. Gamble life, roll the dice, I never been to Vegas. Gold smile, $1 million mine, and under my tongue is a razor. Every time I'm rapping, you in danger.
Fuck out
here. 1,000 volts, aim the 40 cal, let it blow when it's dope. You niggas want no smoke. Old school, I stole the low coat. I didn't buy it, but I got some dope if you wanna try it. 1,000 volts, aim the 40 cal, let it blow when it's dope. You niggas want no smoke. Old school, I stole the low coat. I didn't buy it, but I got some dope if you wanna try it. Smoke,
fuck out here. Nigga.